Hello everyone and welcome to this special episode of the NESG Radio celebrating the winners of the 30th Niger Economic Summit essay competition. I am Ogenekere Noah Olatoye, your host for today. We are thrilled to have you join us as we discuss the remarkable achievements of our top finalists. Today's conversation promises insights, inspiration, and a glimpse into the minds of some of Nigeria's brightest young thinkers. Before we introduce our top finalists, here's a brief NES essay competition. The 30th Nigerian Economic Summit essay competition had the topic Collaborative Action for Growth, Competitiveness and Stability, and it sought to engage undergraduates across Africa in meaningful discussions about the continent's economic future. This year's competition provided a platform for young thinkers to explore how collaborative efforts across sectors could propel economic growth, strengthen competitiveness, and promote stability across Africa. With over 300 submissions from students across the continent, the competition showcased a range of perspectives on addressing African challenges through innovation and unity. After a rigorous review process, three winners were selected. Each of their essays offered insightful and raw research solutions that addressed economic challenges, emphasizing the importance of partnership between public and private sectors, youth participation, and strategic reforms. These exceptional essays not only present bold ideas for Nigeria, but also hold relevance for Africa's broader economic aspirations. Let's meet the exceptional young minds who rose to the top in this competition. In third place, we have Chibuike Mokoye, a student from the University of Benin. Next, taking second place is Emmanuel Oye from the University of Jos. And finally, our first place winner, Oluwapelumi Amusu from Babcock University. Congratulations to each of you. It's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much, Ms. Kere. I'm honored to be here.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. To start, and this is to you, Pelumi, first of all, what inspired you to participate in the essay competition and how did you interpret the topic Collaborative Action for Growth, Competitiveness and Stability? Pelumi, you can go first, please.
Okay, so what inspired me to participate in the essay competition? When I got back home last summer, the first time I was at the market, I was surprised as to how much prices had increased. And then I was curious to know the actual inflation figures, being the economic student that I am. And checking online, one of the first sources I saw was from the Nigerian Economic Summit Group. And some days later, I saw the flyer. The flyer was sent to our school platform, our WhatsApp platform. And I saw it and I was like, aren't these the same people that provided me with the inflation figures of this back? And intrigued, I looked at the flyer. And I saw the theme, Collaborative Action for Growth, Competitiveness and Stability. And it seemed incredibly timely, not just in Nigeria, but for the world at large. Because we see that helping the Nigerian economy to develop, helping the world to develop, is not a one-man job. Thank you.
Okay, Chibuike, what inspired you to participate in the essay competition and how did you interpret the theme, Collaborative Action for Growth, Competitiveness and Stability? Over to you, Chibuike.
Good afternoon once more.
Good afternoon.
Yes, actually the topic Collaborative Action for Growth, Competitiveness and Stability caught my fancy in the sense that I've always believed that for a thriving economy, that is what Nigeria needs. And this essay was born out of a passion to explore that particular thing. To me, the team emphasizes the importance of teamwork in our Nigeria's industry. The fact that smaller companies and big companies need to team together to achieve a particular goal. I believe that by engaging in collaborative initiatives, we can improve competitiveness and ensure sustainable growth, ultimately contributing to societal stability. In writing this essay, I was of the belief that this team of this essay not only enriches individual experiences but also empowers communities to thrive together. One of the reasons why I participated in this essay was the theme particularly. I've been always of the belief that for Nigeria to thrive, for our economy to grow, both big, small, and medium-scale industries must come together to achieve a goal, both in technological advancement and funding. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chibuike. Emmanuel, this question also to you. What inspired you to participate in the essay competition, and how did you interpret the topic, collaborative action for growth, competitiveness, and stability?
Actually, what inspired me, firstly, is the love I have for my nation, Nigeria. You know, when I saw the advert and I saw the team, collaborative action for good, competitiveness, and stability, what came to my mind was just our nation, the economic woes, and the predicament we are in presently. And I look at it at that moment, looking at it as an opportunity to give my own suggestion and ideas on how we can come out of this economic hullabaloo, as the case may be, the economic predicament we are in right now. Honestly, my love for this nation, for my country Nigeria, is indescribable. You know, the pinnacle I envisage, that means where I want Nigeria to be, where I want my country to be, is to be high up there with the likes of the USA's of today, the China, both economically and, you know, otherwise. But, you know, due to our disjointed approach to economic policy formulation, we are at where we are today because most times we find it difficult to collaborate, to bring about economic policies by discussing and coming together as one body, as one with a common goal. Now, it is possible for us to be like USA. Yes, it is possible to be like China. It is possible, but we can only achieve this if there is a concerted effort by all and sundry. We are not supposed to be competing with the likes of third world country like Ghana. Yes, we are third world right now, but we are not, this is not our position. We are not supposed to be here. So this really, really inspired me to, you know, to participate in this, in the competition. Then secondly, I love writing personally. Yeah, even though I'm studying statistics right now, but I grew up with the passion for writing, especially writing about Nigeria. You know, it's just a passion for me. I love it. Then thirdly, I saw it as an opportunity to showcase my research and writing skills. You know, the saying is, the opportunity comes but once. So I had to, when I saw it, I said, no, this is an opportunity also to showcase my writing and research skills. Another thing that inspired me is the integrity and the consistency. The integrity and the consistency of NESG, that is the Nigerian Economic Summit Group. You know, 30 years is not a joke. Looking at it, I was like, wow. If a group has been around for 30 good years, you know, bringing the public and the private together to form policies, you know, that will help the economy, that will improve the economy nation for 30 good years, that shows consistency and integrity. And yeah, it's an inspiration. And lastly, I think the benefits attached also is also an inspiration also. Then talking about the how I interpreted the theme. And the context of my essay in tandem with the theme centered on collaboration between the public. Now the public here means the government and private sector, that is from civil societies to NGOs and private organizations, in the formulation of economic policies and economic direction in Nigeria. So my essay focused on that. I interpreted the theme in this way, saying there should be a collaboration between the public, which is the government, and private sector in the formulation of economic policies and economic direction. It is very important. It is very important because when there is a concerted effort, then there is a common goal, and it automatically brings an inclusive growth, productivity, and a stable economy. When decisions or policies are made together, all hands will be on deck to make it a reality. You know, it is easy to pull resources together to achieve a common goal charted by collaboration. That is, when a policy or decision is reached together, it is easy to bring everybody on board. So every economic policy the government seek to implement must be born out of public-private collaboration. Thank you.
Okay, Pelumi, your essay earned first place and we're all curious about your approach. Could you walk us through your creative process when developing your essay? What was the first step you took?
Okay, thank you, Ms. Kara, for that. When I started the creative process for my essay, when I first saw the theme, I knew that I wanted to ground it in a global perspective, because even though it was for the Nigerian Economic Summit Group, the topic collaborative action for growth, competitiveness, and stability, it's something that has universal relevance and universal importance. So I knew that I wanted to start it off with the global stage, narrow it down to Nigeria, and then highlight that Nigeria was just the case study and these principles could be applied everywhere. And then personally, I find quotes to be a strong foundation for essays. So I looked for one that could capture the spirit of collaboration. And then I found one that from Helen Keller, alone we can do so little, together we could do so much.
Thank you so much, Pelumi. Chibuke, this next question is to you. Taking on such a comprehensive topic can be challenging. What specific challenges did you face while writing your submission and how did you overcome them?
Yes, thank you very much for that beautiful question. One of the challenges I faced was brevity and adhering to logic. This essay is one of, as the first speaker said, of global importance. It's not one that pertains to only Nigeria. It's an essay of global importance. So when I was writing my essay, I found out that if I continued to write, then there would be no end to what I would have written. Bearing in mind that we're giving words to word count. So I had the challenge of putting all my ideas and solutions and challenges and everything I wrote in a simple essay to make it logical and meaningful to the prospective readers. And also, in my research and analysis, I had the problems of if I should have researched globally or my research to have pertained to Nigeria. As I've earlier said, since the topic was one that borders on global importance, my research did not end at the walls of Nigeria. I took my research up ground. I made inquiries and then did groundwork to know how collaborative efforts can improve our economy, the challenges we'll face, and then teaming up with small scale and large scale industries to ensure that our goals as a country, we achieve them.
Thank you, Chibuke, for that. I'm very sure you were able to streamline your research and at the same time make it quite expansive to get the information that you needed. I'll be asking you another question. Your essay stood out to our judges for its unique perspective. Were there any specific perspectives or ideas in your essay that you feel set your submission apart from others?
Yes, Kewe, thank you very much for that beautiful question. What I think made my essay stand out was that I explored the theme of collaboration from an interdisciplinary lens. I was able to create a nexus between technology and community development. My essay, the whole basis of my essay was actually technology, on how industries, both small-scale industries and big industries, can team up, because technology needed to produce or to drive our economy forward is not one that a small-scale industry can provide. So I stated on how this technology, how companies need to join hands together to advance this technology. I also emphasized the importance of local grassroots efforts. I stated that it is not only for the government alone. Yes, the government have roles to play in making sure that the right policies are put in place, in making sure that, like by putting reforms, by making tax-free, making some activities tax-free to business owners. But then at the grassroots, small and medium-scale enterprises also have a collective goal of making sure that they come together to ensure that they harness their resources for a common goal. I provided examples of community-driven projects that have successfully utilized collaboration action to address specific local challenges. And lastly, rather than just identify the challenges, I stated solutions on how to overcome this challenge. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Chibuke. Your perspective certainly added a unique layer to the topic of the essay competition, and I'm sure that was why it stood out and was set apart. All right, Pelumi, again, your essay earned first place, and we are all curious about your approach. Could you walk us through your creative process when developing your essay? What was the first step you took?
Okay, thank you, Ms. Kara, for that question. When I saw the theme, the first thing that I noted was that I knew that I wanted to take it from a global perspective, because like I said earlier, the theme is universally relevant. And so even though it was for the Nigerian Economic Summit Group, I took a global perspective initially, and then I started with figures from the World Bank flagship group report. And then personally, I find quotes to be a beautiful foundation for essays. And so I looked for one that could capture the spirit of collaboration. And I found that in Helen Keller's words, "Alone we can do so little, but together we could do so much." And that shows how much teamwork is important, whether it is for carrying something or in this case, for the global economy. Looking back at the flyer, I saw that there were specific areas that the NESG group was interested in, talking about inclusive development, business dynamism, security, technological development, and then I took that as a roadmap for my essay, making sure that every aspect of it was covered, and we were covered and backed up by statistics and data. So that was my creative process, first recognizing that it was a global topic, starting it's with the global perspective and a quote from Helen Keller, and then moving on to highlight all the parts that seemed important to the NESG group, and then finally taking Nigeria as a case study and then back to the global perspective towards the end of my essay. Thank you.
Thank you, Oluwakalumi. It's fascinating to hear about your approach and the steps you took to develop your ideas. It must have been a rigorous process for you. And that takes me to the next question for you. And taking on such a comprehensive topic can be challenging. What specific challenges did you face while writing your submission, and how did you overcome them?
Looking at the various points that I had to cover, the outline for my essay, it was quite wide. And so I was determined to find data for every single one of them. So that was a challenging part of my essay. So for the starting off with the global stage, I was looking for reports from the World Bank, something that could help me to prove a point, help me to start the essay. And so I had a lot of information when I was still doing the draft of my essay. So it was a lot to process, but taking it one step at a time. First of all, we start off with the global perspective. I found data supporting that. I wrote about that. And then moving on to inclusive development, I also went to look for CBN reports about that. And then that was it. Then aside that, looking at the word count, it was 1,500 words. And so when I was dealing with so much information, I overestimated how much information I could fit in 1,500 words. So when I did the initial compilation, I had about 1,800, 1,900 words. And then I had to go through the process of what is relevant, what's not relevant, what can I leave, what can summarize this fact for me. And then that was it. The whole short summarizing process was another challenging part for writing the essay. And then lastly, it was about referencing the essay entirely, because as a third year economics student in Babcock University now, this semester, I've had a lot of practice with referencing. But during the summer, referencing online sources were a bit new. And so I had to make sure that everything was on point. Oh, how do you do it properly when it's an article? How do you do it properly when it's a web page? But I overcame and I was able to win the first prize. Thank you. I'm honored once again.
Thank you so much, Kalumi. It's clear that your persistence paid off and you had a lot of learnings while taking this essay writing, and we appreciate your openness in discussing these challenges. Okay, I will be going to the last question, and I'd like to ask each of you, starting with Emmanuel, how has this experience influenced your thoughts on Nigeria's economic challenges, and what do you hope to see moving forward for the nation, and seeing as it's not just Nigeria alone, as most of you have said, it's now Africa, it's now global. So what do you hope to see moving forward for Nigeria, and probably if you have a more global perspective you can share, Emmanuel?
Yeah, in the process of developing this essay, I discovered that our economic challenges is surmountable, and we can turn it around for good if there is a collaborative action towards our goal. Now, the word action is key. For instance, during the summit, someone raised a question of, yes, we can talk, we can discuss, we are good at talking. But the problem is implementation. That is the action. That is the part of doing what we just decide to do. Now, the issue is always taking the right steps, the right action. Now, most times we lack this important ingredient, that is the action, taking concrete steps towards actualizing the objective of economic growth and stability. Yes, my hope and expectations, and what I want to see going forward, collaboration is collaborating with different sectors of the economy is important in building a viable economy. What I want to see moving forward is the readiness and willingness by the government and private sector alike to come together and implement economic strategies or policies that will lift this nation out of this economic predicament we find ourselves. I want to see a prosperous nation, a nation that I can proudly call my own, and a nation that will stand tall among the Committee of Nations. I want to see a change of mentality from the government, where they will not see themselves as the Alpha and Omega, but we'll see nation building as a collective effort. Thank you for having me.
All right, Chibuke, how has this experience influenced your thoughts on Nigeria's economic challenges, and what do you hope to see moving forward for the nation or globally?
Yes, in the course of writing my essay, I found out that a lot of government policies, because I really personally believe that governments have a very huge role to play in accelerating collaborative efforts towards development and growth. I found out that a lot of government policies are not in favor of business owners, like taxes and a lot of other things. So I believe that if the right measures are put in place by government, businesses, especially small businesses, which are still at their formative stage, will be able to team up with already established industries to make sure that, oh, technology is fast, and then they make up something. I really think that collaborative efforts should not end at the government alone. Small-scale businesses, even private people who do not own businesses, can team up together, and not only in technological advancement, also in finances. Developing industries take and consume a lot of capital, which only the government cannot finance. I believe by virtue of this collaboration, private individuals will be able to, especially we have a lot of rich private individuals in the country, they will be able to finance this project and make sure that our country remains and becomes a better place and a potential market for future investors. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chibuke, for that comprehensive response. Like you said, it's collaborative. So every sector, individuals, different platforms can come together to make this stability work. All right, Kelumi, your response. How has the experience influenced your thoughts on Nigeria's economic challenges, and what do you hope to see moving forward for the nation and globally, if you have that perspective? Thank you.
Okay, so my experience with the NESG group and with the essay competition and everything, it's really deepened my understanding of the critical need for collaboration to address Nigeria's economic challenges. Because attending the conference, I witnessed firsthand the insights shared by the leaders of both the public and the private sectors, and they discussed innovative approaches and strategies to improve Nigeria's fiscal landscape. So seeing that level of partnership in action, it made me hopeful that these type of ideas would be realized. Because for example, now the NESG is like a marriage, as was said in the conference, between the public and the private sector. And then the experience with the NESG group, with essay competition and the conference and all, it's really deepened my understanding for the critical need for collaboration to address Nigeria's economic challenges and then the world economic challenges at large. So even attending the conference, it allowed me to witness firsthand how the insights for collaboration shared by both leaders of the public and the private sectors, because they discussed innovative approaches and strategies to improve Nigeria's fiscal landscape and showed a range of perspectives on tackling economic issues. And so seeing that level of partnership in action, it made me hopeful that the ideas be realized. At the conference, one of the speakers mentioned NESG being a personification of a marriage between the public and private sector, saying that it was dominated by some of the leaders of high levels of government and then high levels in the private sector as well. And so the private-public partnership is essential in jumpstarting any economy, whether it be Nigerian economy, the world economy. My experience with NESG made me hopeful that the public-private partnership that we envisioned at the conference will drive a positive change in Nigeria, and then if same applies to the world, to drive a positive change in the world as well, in the larger scene. Thank you.
Thank you, Pelumi, for sharing your thoughts. And I am sure that you all had that first-hand experience at the summit. And it's inspiring to hear how this experience has shaped your views on Nigeria and Africa's future and the globe as the globe as well. And we're looking forward to seeing each of you and how you will continue to make an impact. Thank you, everyone. So thank you all for sharing your insights, creativity, and passion. It's really incredible, inspiring to see such thoughtful and engaged young leaders shaping the discourse around Nigeria's future or Africa's future. Your work reminds us of the power of fresh perspectives in tackling complex issues. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. We hope today's discussion has shed light on the vision and talent driving Nigeria forward. Until next time, stay engaged, stay inspired, and let's keep pushing forward together. Thank you for joining us. Do have a lovely day. Bye-bye.